If you could see, saith he who sees all things, the fight towards the end has increased. But know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Know that those that are for you are far more than those who be against you. Know that where sin abounds, my grace so far more exceedingly abounds. So do not talk like the rest of my body that I'm also changing and asking to speak like I speak. For it is nothing to me with variances and witchcraft and all kinds of perversions all around. Do not look at these things as if these things had any bearing effect upon you or had any affluence upon your life. Rejoice that you live in the midst of a place where you can shine as firebrands in the midst of darkness, saith the Spirit of grace. Do you not know that when I spoke of my son spoiling principalities and powers, that I spoke of you also? For know this, that the exact image of my power was exemplified, not when I rose him up to be seated at my right hand, that was the second part, but I raised him up and he stood up in hell and brought forth against the full garrison of all principalities and powers and everything that could be levied against him. Know that he marched out victorious and brought with him a train of those who would call themselves born again believers. So you'll rejoice in knowing this. You'll joy in these things with brothers and sisters and see my power on Sundays and Wednesdays and times of getting together. But your greatest moments will be out there in the midst of darkness where there is not supposedly this atmosphere. You'll be like my son, derided against those hating you. You'll perform my signs and wonders, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus.